Bro, you know you could, like, you can die holding in a sneeze? Like, you could, like, blow your brain or something like that.
Do you like cartoon conspiracy theories? Krabby Patties are made from Pearl's mother.
Crab?
From Pearl's mother.
I haven't heard that one.
That one's a really good one.
I say there's always a way to be brutally honest, but in a nice way. But, like, I used to be, like, brutally honest, where I used to come off more like a dick. What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What is up, Julio?
What's up, Zach?
Dude, biggest fumble everywhere. Here we go. Move that a little closer to you. There you go. Speak clearly for the people, man, so they can hear your beautiful voice. But yeah, dude, we had a little computer shut down. I didn't realize I unplugged it when I kicked my shoes off, and I didn't realize it ran out of battery.
I mean, hey, take two, first take, you know,
man,
whatever.
That warm first up, 10 warm minutes up. Was like just full of just, you know, talking about loving people and life. It was like just a life talk, bro.
But now we hate you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Totally now
kidding.
We switched up. We hate. Put hate in the world. Yes. No. Always put more love into the world, as always, guys. You know, I don't know. I mean, from that, dude. I mean, we could kind of recap. Anything you want to recap from that beautifully lost 10 minutes?
I don't know. At the end of the day, if you're listening to this and you're going through that transition with self, where you know it's coming, you just gotta wait a little bit longer. Just hold on. You've been patient this whole time. You've been waiting this long anyway. Whatever is meant for you will be for you, and it'll be beautiful. Just go in without expectations, accept the gift that is given, and just be thankful, because you made it this far, and you can only keep going farther.
I'm bad. And just blow the smoke over you.
No, you're good.
Yeah, chase your dreams. Chase your dreams. Find your happiness. Just keep on being yourself. Yeah, I mean, starting this off like positive, man, because we always just trying to put more love in the world.
Hell yeah.
Because you wanna help people. That's kind of your dreams. That's what you're chasing after, which is sick. I mean, I don't think anyone would not support that dream.
Right.
I want to help people. Ugh, gross.
Who's this guy?
Wow. Help people. Oh, yeah, dude. When we talked about the mindset, we thought, we talked about how crazy the mindset of the when people actually care what other people are wearing.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually kind of a cool thing. I would kind of bring that up because I thought it was cool. Like, I don't understand. Like, of course, you never understand that mindset because we never lived that lifestyle. We never been there. So, I mean, you can't really see it from their point of view unless you were them.
Right.
Because we're all different. But I personally was just like, man, because I feel like it kind of takes away from life a little bit. Because, like, if someone walks in, they're like, oh my gosh, they're wearing Louis Vuitton and not Gucci.
Right.
Be any poorer or stuff like that, because there are those snobby people. It's a crazy mindset. Just like I couldn't imagine being like the mindset of like a warlord in Africa.
Right. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the very same like kind of difference. It's like, I mean, of course, like a warlord out there, you know, they just fighting, bro. All sorts of, isn't that crazy, bro? That like there are just places in the world that are just, that's life. That's their life.
I would hate that. I would definitely, I mean, I don't know. I guess if I was raised in that environment, I mean, you know, nature to nurture, I guess, I don't know. Would you have the power to fight back and raise up against them? I mean, like, have you, like, after
would
a while...
That way, would you want to fight back against, or you're just like, yeah, this is life?
Right. Like, when does that realization of the environment you're in, like, really spark to you, like, wait, this isn't actually serving me? Like, when is that realization there, you know what I mean?
Well, isn't serving you, but you're like, no way, this is my family. Protect the family. I don't know, man, because that's some mindset you never know unless you're there, kind of.
Right.
It's so crazy because you feel like so many people try to chime in on those kind of things. Like, they chime in like, well, why don't they do this?
If it was me,
why don't
I could fight a bear. I could fight a bear. Yeah. Barehanded? No.
But... No.
That bear's dead. Done for. Next question.
Well, yeah. Kind of like that, where people like think they can do stuff, or they talk like they're like, why don't they just do this?
Right.
Or do this, and you're just like, well, if you've lived in a war-torn country for, like, centuries, you try to rebuild that, like, it that fast. Oh, hey, guys, you know, I have an idea. why don't we just push Bikini Bottom somewhere else? And just, but like kind of like that mentality, like it's, oh, and then everyone's gonna be like, oh, yeah, good idea, yeah, yeah, and it changes like that. Which actually, they ended up pushing Bikini Bottom somewhere else, and it got destroyed. If you understood that SpongeBob reference, you're lit.
Alaskan bollworm, watch out for them.
But yeah, but like that kind of thing, people just talk and they're like, oh, they should do this, and it's like, dude, I don't think you understand this scope, because first off, you're probably never going to understand unless you're like boots on the ground there and you're seeing it firsthand, and then you're still like, okay. Then make an informed judgment call and be like, you know what? If you guys actually structured like this, maybe you guys could build out of this, or you map out a plan. I don't know how it goes. See, I have no experience in that area.
Right. Do you ever look up in the sky and question if you're about to be attacked by the plane that's flying over you?
That
probably not.
Yeah, it's some countries that they never know, man. I mean, you just look at what's going on in Israel right now. Some crazy stuff, dude.
It's insane.
Gaza and all that, yeah. It's crazy, but like, I don't know. We'll see how the world shapes. I mean, crazy. All you got to do is put some love in the world. So much violence and hate already.
Right. I know. It's weird because, like, I follow someone that's in L.A., and I guess in L.A. there's a bunch of, like, people that are, like, marching and protesting and this and that. I've been hearing, like, mixed information on what exactly is going on. And
misinformation is scary.
Bro, for real. I know. That's why, like, I try to be aware of it, but I don't want to listen too much into it, because every now and again, like, you'll hear something. That's why, like, I'm really trying to kind of dip my toe in what's going on, because I don't want to be one of them that gets caught up in it. You know what I mean?
So you can help me out. You can position that. Just get a little closer. I want the world to be able to hear you clearly. Yeah. So we start getting mad. I know it's weird getting used to just what you want to, like, you got to talk, like, directly into it. That way they get the best audio possible.
Gotcha, gotcha. Little
interesting. I mean, the first, like, 35 episodes, I was always like, woo, talking all over. You barely hear me.
It sounds like you next door.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Misinformation scary. I've been starting to get, like, more and more aware of it, because, like, I've realized that now. I was like, damn, dude, I'm posting this podcast everywhere. I was like, I should really probably fact check myself, just in case, you know, people, like, I don't ever want to, like, lead people astray or anything like that.
Right, so I've
become now aware of that. I try to fact check, and if I start talking about something that's going on, like Israel and Hamas, I'll keep it brief. Right. Like, I don't know. I don't, like, the dynamic there is crazy. I mean, especially in the Middle East, I mean, it's been war-torn for thousands of years.
I know.
There's always war going on.
It blows my mind still to this day.
And, I mean, those two religions, I mean, they really hate each other, like Jewish and Muslims.
Mm.
They really have a dislike for each other. And I can't even begin to understand the dynamic there. First off, I mean, I can't even understand the dynamic there, because I didn't live through it. I don't live there. So I'll keep it brief. I mean, like, I think any way to possibly stop the bloodshed is a good thing.
Right.
I mean, I especially
sure.
Don't want to see, like, just more and more bodies stacking up. Because any war, when innocent life is being lost, it's sad. And it's like, dang. These innocent people shouldn't be, like, getting killed in the crossfire.
Of course.
I mean, like, I feel like I would, I don't know, like, imagine if a war was fought, and would we feel any different if they're like, you could exclude all civilian casualties, and it was just soldiers killing soldiers? Would we feel any different? Oh, it's just, you know, they're fighting. Or would we be like, no, there's still people, they're dying, like, you gotta stop that, like, come on.
Right.
Would there be a dynamic change, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's always the saying, like, how with great tragedy brings, what's it called? Great, I can't think of it. What's it called?
I don't know.
Great tragedy brings great...
Something.
Something. Oh, like, not salvation, but, like...
Let's see, I bet, so... What if I looked it up? So
maybe
come
with great tragedy comes
great tragedy.
I don't want to butcher it.
Let's see. Is with great tragedy. So there's quotes of great tragedy.
Oh, damn.
Let's see. There's 25 of them. Obviously, if this is, because it just says with. It's worth. I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, yeah.
You know, just when...
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, soldiers are people, and those right. guys are people. I mean, doing time in the Marine Corps, I'd be like... But at the same time, I had the mentality, like, if I went to war, I was like, oh, I'm down to do my job. I'm down to fight. So, like... And then if I was killed, I'd be like, hey, I died in the line of duty.
Yeah.
Like it's an honorable thing to do. So, I don't know. It's like, I wonder how we would feel about just, you know, all the civilians excluded. Somehow we managed to do that. Somehow we can not kill any civilians in the crossfire. And only, like, enemies and our troops are fighting. Would we be like, oh. I don't know.
I wonder if
that would have, like, a change in people's perspective of war. They'd be like, oh. Because no one could be like, and all those innocent people, they'd just be like, yeah, or we're losing a lot of soldiers. I mean, that's sad still, but would they be like, oh, but they're doing their job? I don't know. Maybe that's just my mindset, and everyone's like, I don't know about that.
No, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing with humankind, really, is that we all find something to try to attach to on all sides, light and dark. You know, there's always going to be, unfortunately, there's always going to be some sort of darkness or absent of light, you know.
Yeah.
But it's when you can get to that middle ground, I guess. I don't really, no one really knows what
yeah,
that looks
see,
like.
It's
you know
life,
what I mean?
Bro, like, it's complicated like that.
There's always going to be a reason to fight, and there's always going to be a reason not to. Like, it's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I definitely couldn't imagine.
Like, imagine, like, the cartel, you take the cartel, for example. Like, imagine if exclude all the civilian casualties and it's just cartels killing cartels. Would we care still? Would we be like, oh, or would we be like, heck yeah, they're killing each other? Or, like, what would the world look at that and just be like, oh, man,
right.
people should just stop because, you know, killing is bad.
Right.
Like, would we take the look? You're just like, hey, we should just stop bloodshed. Or they'd be like, yeah, they're just fighting each other. No one's getting hurt between them, so let them fight.
Right.
Well, like, yeah, it's like, eh,
I know.
It's kind of where my brain goes sometimes, dude.
It's where your ethics are really at trial, you know, because then you also have the analytical self where you're all like, well, if you're fighting fire with fire, then might as well. But then you also have to take the human condition into the thought as well. And yeah, it's just lesser of two evils sometimes.
Yeah.
Lesser of two evils and a greater of two goods.
I guess, either. I mean, ultimately, like, if we went back to just, like, baseline love. That's what I call it. I guess if you're just wanting to put love out there, you just try to find a way to stop
right.
the war. But, I mean, then you'd have the dynamic of the drug cartel, like, more what are they doing illegally?
Right, yeah.
Try to find a way to stop that.
Like, don't get me wrong, we were definitely taught how to hate.
I wonder actually how hard it would be to accomplish world peace. Like, say, like, all the world's governments decided, like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to go world's peace. But you got to think about now, you got to root out all the corruption inside each of those countries.
Right.
And get, like, rid of that, because you can't have, like, a country, like, yeah, we're at peace with all the other nations, but they're, like, a war inside their country. It's not world peace.
Right.
So they'd all have to band together. I wonder, actually, how hard it would be to accomplish that.
One of my friend's theories is that we would have to go back to, basically, an emperorship as opposed to a presidential
government. Like a one world government. That's what you're thinking?
To restart, anyway. Someone would have to become the most powerful tyrant that's able to join all walks of life together to destroy the perceived evil.
You don't think nowadays it couldn't just be like a dude worked his way, became like president of his country? Like, say we got like a really noble president in the White House. Someone that's just like a top notch, he couldn't convince all the countries to join, like, hey guys, we can root out all the corruption in each of your countries and we'll all live in peace and
right.
just thrive. You know,
like,
so get that instead of like
the Messiah,
like,
in a way.
Instead of having,
you know,
to like Alexander the Great and conquer the known world. I don't know. Because, like, I mean, also, you got to look at the one world government. That's like Bible end times.
Right.
And then if you, I don't know what it says in like the Islamic like religion about end times, if like the one world government's there too.
I'm not sure either. I don't know. Like, that was just their concept. Like, but it would only be towards the people who have been convicted and stuff like that. Like, they basically, like, lawless correction, lawless justice, or whatever you would want to call it, basically. And once that tyrant's blood is done being shed, then they give it over to that type of ruler, the new and improved.
So you think, like, the world got to be bathed in blood first?
I know. This was their theory.
Yeah.
I was just that's how they were making it come out. And I'm like,
I don't know. I mean, there would probably be a lot of bloodshed. You got to think about it, because, I mean, like, do you think the cartels would roll over? No, they'd fight back.
Right, of course.
You think, like, all the, like, warlords in Africa would roll over? No, they'd fight back, too.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, what happens if there was a country that's like, nah, screw all you guys, I don't want to do this peace. Would we have to take them over? Like, would countries come together to form, like, just like a, almost like a UN, but, like, this is a different, new, improved UN, and they'll have a military force that all countries send troops to? And they kind of go to, like, make peace in the world.
I feel like it'd be more one of those things where it's like, at that point, you'd be like, fine, if you don't want to join, that's fine. But you deal with your own issues and all of your civil
arguments, it'd be like a good sweep. And then they'd keep the soldiers for a little bit to, like, maintain peace and order until, like, they're stable.
Eh.
And then the world runs in a peaceful order. Still different countries. Everyone's able just to live in peace. I wanted to, like, yeah. I just wonder how hard. And I mean, of course, it would be hard.
Right.
But, like, actually, if that happened, how long it would take? Would it be, like, this mass sweep where, like, in, like, a month, now they're, like, boom, we swiped out everyone. Everyone that stood against, I mean, died in the fighting.
God, I mean, it'd be centuries.
But a global sweep, if the world came to all the governments, you have access to every country. And you're able to get, like, thousands of troops into a country to start clearing out. And now these are trained soldiers taking on, like, warlords and, like, different gangs and stuff. They're just swiping, like, sweeping through. I just wonder. I don't know. I always feel like they would be able to, it would be, like, years, I think. But I think they'd be able to make, like, actually the whole world. I think they'd be able to, like, actually accomplish it pretty quick.
I mean, if you had all those things, probably.
Yeah, that's what I say. So, like, yeah, this is saying, yeah, if the world all decided to do this. Yeah.
To get to there. To that point, okay. I think we'll definitely take that time. You know what I mean?
It would take centuries, yeah. Or like, yeah, it.
Once the process starts, that's another thing. You know what I mean?
It'd have to take someone that, like, really just was, like, good at convincing people. Right. Like, I mean, you look at the emperors and rulers of the world that did try to take the world over. I mean, they were just very good talkers.
Yeah.
I mean, you look to Alexander, Caesar, all of them, they're public speakers. I mean, you look at even Hitler.
I know.
He was an evil kind of one that tried to take over the world, but...
But he was a great leader.
He wasn't, like, a great leader, but he was a good public speaker.
Right.
Yes.
Like, people followed him.
Yeah, he was able... He ignited a hatred in the people. I mean, after World War One, I mean, the Germans got a short end of the stick, heavy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and they knew that they were going to cripple, like, German economics for, like, a whole long time, so... And then when Hitler, he got on all that anger and violence that was kind of bubbling, and he's like, no, Germany's still strong.
Right.
Like, we're going to show the world. And he was able to talk, and yeah.
I know. I always wondered what it'd be like if, like, instead of him using that strength that he had as being that speaker for good, I wonder...
So
where the world would be?
What would you say? Say you took out, like, the SS from, like, the Nazis. No concentration camps. They didn't do that to civilians.
Hmm.
It was just they ended up just trying to take over the world. Do you think you'd have a different perspective on them? Do you think it wouldn't be like this evil force? But, like, they actually were like, no, we're great. We're gonna actually try to do what Alexander the Great did, what Napoleon did. Like, we're gonna take the known world and share Germany because we are strength.
It only depends on...
Like, do you think that would actually have an impact, like, on your view?
If it depends on what their message that they're trying to do or their change that they're trying to accomplish.
I mean, do you think any conquering force is, like, okay? Like, a country just going, you know what? I'm just going to conquer another country because we want your land. Or, you know what? We think our culture is the number one culture, so we're going to spread it. Do you think that's, like, even, like, a just thing at times? I mean, look at America and the Native, or, well, it was British and the Native Americans when we first, like, kind of, like, came over and all the European forces. I mean, we're just like, hey, let us share our culture. We ended up killing them with, like, diseases and stuff and then fighting them in multiple wars with them because you had like, what, the British and Indian War.
Mm.
That's, like, George Washington was a part of it before the American Revolution. And then all that throughout, like, the Wild West, and then we fought them, continuing our expansion west. Like, yeah, think about that. Would you say that was just? We're just sharing our culture, making them more developed?
It'd be more in the sense of, like, think of it as a, more, it's basically like, let's say I'm one of your, let's say I'm the tyrant or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you are the country that I is planning to be.
You want to conquer me. You're going to conquer the con.
I don't know.
You're going to conquer the country I'm running.
I don't know. I see the word conquer, and I wouldn't call it this necessarily, because I want you to rule your country. I do not want to rule your country.
So you're like, hey, bro, join me. Like, I don't want to have to conquer you, but if you surrender, you just fall under me. You can keep ruling. You're just going to answer to me.
If
you don't, I'm coming for you.
No. If they don't, I'm not going to come after you. My only thing is like, that's fine, but then you deal with your own civil issues.
Then how would there be world peace if you're just going to leave them like that, and if it's a war-torn country and, you know, they're corrupt or something?
Then we reach to the people. If the people need the help, then...
How are you going to get in it? I'd start a war with them.
We would open borders enough to the sense that the civilians that know the tyranny, or not the tyranny,
like, or know that you guys are really, like, cool and stuff. It's where the cool kids are at. You guys got cookies.
Kind of. Like, I mean, like,
if they
come to us and they're all like, you need to save us from our government. Like, this, they are not serving us. We are not their best interest.
Then you would send troops in to kind of take them out and restore them with a good government.
In a sense, we would help them fix their own government.
I mean, wouldn't that you say that's kind of what America tried to do in Iran and, like, Iraq and...
I mean, yeah.
Stuff like in Afghanistan was more of, I mean, they were hiding Osama bin Laden. We're like, guys, you're hiding them. Like, no, we're not. And we're like, oh, that justifies us. We're going to go in. It was 20 years of war. That's crazy. I had a conversation with my dad about that. I was like, man, it's so crazy because, like, just the war on terrorism. Because you really thought about it. I mean, I was in after we withdrawled when I was on active duty. Like, that happened when I was on active duty. I wasn't there or part of it. I was in 29 Palms when it happened.
When they finally
withdrew all the troops from Afghanistan. Where's 29 Palms?
Where? Yeah.
Oh, it's like an hour from Palm Springs.
Okay.
Like, in the middle of the desert, bro.
Gotcha.
It's by, like, a Joshua Tree.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, I was like, man, 20 years, I mean, like, what did we do? I mean, now, like, the Taliban run Afghanistan. I'm thinking, yeah, so, yeah, the Taliban. Yeah, they now have, so we didn't really do, Hamas. We didn't do anything really there. So it's like all those years of fighting, all those guys that died, like, serving their country, but for what? I mean, what was the difference we made there? That's, like, a huge thing that a lot of guys are feeling the weight of. Because, I mean, they lost friends in that war, and they saw stuff, and there was, like, for what?
Mm.
For what? And that was the thing, and he's like, and I was like, but the one thing is we did, I mean, we learned a lot in that war as far as, like, how to actually fight terrorism. So I guess, like, when I was talking to my dad about that, he was like, well, that's the thing. I mean, it is a tough thing, but you got to look at it also, like, a lot of what we learned. Now we have a lot of things, and now we can effectively, now with what's going on in Israel, we were the ones that figured out, like, that hospital bombing was Hamas that did it instead of Israel.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they came out and saying that.
And
like, yeah. it was because we had all the intelligence stuff, and we've been fighting terrorism for the last 20 years, and we got pretty good at it. We got really good at it. So now we have all that stuff. So I guess if you looked at it, those wars now did make us more an effective military force against terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
So you could look at it like that. I don't know. Weird rabbit hole to go down right now.
No, yeah, I don't know.
It's just crazy, dude. Like, I don't know. I almost feel like I go crazy thinking about just the complexity of life, all the different things going on in the world, all that. I mean, it makes you go wild in your mind. You don't know which side to really believe or which side to go on. And there's always sides. Forget saying, like, oh, I don't really have a side. No, everyone's like, no, everyone has a side these days. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone is like, oh, you left or you right? What do you believe? It's just like, dude, I'm just trying to figure it out, man.
Right.
First off, how do you even have a side, dude? I can't even process what you guys are even saying. I can't make this decision. Like,
no,
like,
yeah.
Things are changing every day, man. Like, what?
I know, craziest thing, you'll be, I don't know. I'm one of those, like, it'll just happen randomly. Like, I'll just be chilling at home, not doing shit. And I'll definitely put myself in a rabbit hole. And then like 2 hours, two hours will go by and I'm just like, fuck.
Bro, I feel those way too hard where you just zone out. And you'll be thinking about the most random stuff sometimes too, like events that never happened or events that will never happen. Like you're right. In a post-apocalyptic world. Like just things you just zoned out. And then you just waste so much time there. And then you like snap out of it and you're like, what the heck? I've been just thinking about this for like 30 minutes.
I know. I feel like I should start writing some of mine down.
like, do you think you could slap a rhino on the ass and, like, get away with it, like in a zoo enclosure? Like, yeah. You think you could open the door, get out, and, like, touch it and, like, run away? Get out of there before the rhino got you? Because I heard that comedian talk about a story about that, and now I've always wondered now. Like, I think I could touch a rhino. Like, if it's just eating, you just slowly, like, touch it and book it back to the door. But those things are fast.
Looking at the fucking gorillas like, I don't know. I could get in there maybe.
Oh, hell no. You think...
Not necessarily to fight them. I'm all like, no, I want you to be my friend, bro.
I don't think you... I like a smaller monkey for sure, but a gorilla, there ain't no way. Gorillas are beasts. I was going to say like, monsters. Nah, I don't want to come off wrong. Like, I think they're awesome animals, but they're like monsters. They're like beasts, bro.
That's I know. They can like fucking just turn a tire inside out like nothing. It's crazy.
Rip you apart.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, for real, just grab your arms and just rip your arms off.
That just came off. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Beat it with your own arms, yeah. Dude. Like they're wild, dude.
Oh my god. I know. Did you ever see like any of those stories of like kids that were found like in the wild, raised by some crazy animal or something?
Like raised by like a wolf or something.
Yeah, raised by wolf, cat.
I think there is a kid monkeys, like that. Whatever. There's like a kid like that. I think I saw a video about that. That kid was like weird. But, I mean, if you were raised by wolves, I mean, I guess you wouldn't come out quite right.
Right. No, I don't know. That shit always cracks me up. It's funny, the few that, like, I keep hearing about, a lot of them, like, happen in Russia. I'm like, what's with these Russian kids just running away into the woods, bro? Like, I don't know. It cracks me up.
I don't think they're running into the woods. I think their parents are just dropping them off in the middle of the woods, dude. All
right, bro. Sorry, fam. Didn't work out.
This is when you become a man, Dmitri. Dmitri, here's a bottle of vodka. When the leader of the pack approaches, you make eye contact.
What, father? what are you talking about?
Good luck, Dmitri. Closes the door, drives away, middle of nowhere.
Father? What's happening?
Jesus Christ.
Comes a wolf. Oh, wow, dude. That's my hybrid right there. I'm glad you guys enjoy story time. I feel like maybe I have a great knack for that now. Yeah. Tell a story, like read a book, give the different voices of characters. And slowly, he wonders, why did I even get on the Floating Island podcast? Huh. Why did I get on the Floating Island podcast?
No, I'll be sitting there and having moments. Although, well, I don't know. My thing is like,
I'm really good at doing voices.
Oh, the Stitch, bro. I used to be able to do somewhat of a Stitch. I don't think I have it anymore. It's like, I was like, I can't do it anymore, dude. It sounds like a rubber duck smoked too much.
Where's the pop?
I don't know. I used to be able to do that a lot more high pitched and like a lot more different. I think I have a pretty good Shaggy impression, like. I gotta be, like, in the right mood for it.
Got the hair going.
Okay. Yeah. Like, Scoob, we gotta get out of here.
I'm a raccoon race raggy.
Like, Scoob. Man. I don't know, guys. I'm pretty hungry. I got the Scoob, we gotta get out of here. I'm trying to work on it. I think it's okay. Oh, yeah. It's all right. Raggy.
Can you do SpongeBob?
No, I was like, yeah. This is about like,
I'm ready.
That's not bad. That's actually not that bad. Holy cow. Damn, that's pretty good.
It definitely took a while for that one.
I don't know. I tried to get good at Morgan Freeman at one time because I liked that. There's a video. It's like, I can smell you.
Yeah. I can't creep
through your window. I can smell you. I don't know. Like, I was like, there's some clip like that on like a game thing.
I've seen that one. Can you can you be like Warren Freeman
hunting me? Yeah,
yeah.
I can smell you.
Well, they're creeping on the window.
Yeah, something like that. But it was funny. I don't know. I don't think I've ever really tried to imitate people much.
I can imitate my brother pretty well. That's about it. He really hates it. It's kind of funny though.
My little brother sound like me.
Yeah.
We kind of talk the same mannerism, so we don't really have to try to imitate each other. We're basically kind of like little kind of dual versions of each other.
Hell yeah.
My older brother, he's definitely a different mannerisms, but same, like kind of same mannerisms. Like you could tell, like we're all brothers. If like you see us in a group, we're like in sync. We all communicate the same. I'm in, like, I feel like I got a sneeze coming. Yep.
Salud.
Woo. That first one was a little weird. I was like
I know. Every now and again, I'll have one, and God, I feel like I just got punched in the gut.
Bro, you know you could, like, you can die holding in a sneeze. Like, you, like, blow your brain or something like that.
I let it out my nose if I tried to not do the...
And don't hold in your sneeze. It could kill you.
Definitely fracture a rib or something.
You imagine you just... And you break your rib.
See, I'd be the dumbass to do some shit like that, no lie.
How'd you break your rib? I sneezed.
I pet a dog I shouldn't have. Bullshit. No, dog shit.
Are you allergic to dogs?
No.
I was about to say, bro, you've been around Atlas. Dude, I'm so sorry. No. Like, you haven't swelled up or anything. I think you're good.
No, I
should ask my guest that. You allergic to dogs?
If anything, be like, hey, I have a dog. Is that cool?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm
I haven't ran into the problems yet so far, so lit. But see, we're always trying to self-improve. Now be more courteous.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be terrible.
No, I'm not really, I got like seasonal allergies. Like here, my allergies aren't that bad at all because that ocean breeze just kind of, I don't know, it takes away a lot of the pollen. Like when I was in Florida, bro, for the first time, pollen levels were up 200% too.
Dude,
my allergies got so bad. I got bronchitis, bro.
What?
That was insane. I hated it.
I got blessed. I don't have any allergies, but the weather and bugs in Florida. Gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why people like love. Like, I mean, there's pretty sights, and I mean, the water is nice. I get why people go. Anytime I go, I'm like, this weather is not that great. I don't know what everyone likes about it, and there's so many bugs and critters, and like, yeah, there are nice areas. Some like really like, I don't know, man. Like, and then here in California, though, we have some super nice areas. We don't deal with that humidity like they
do. Right.
I mean, we're dealing with some bugs. Ever since that, like, hurricane, there have been, like, a lot of bugs that be biting, like, out. Like, if you go out at night or you're anywhere at night, bro, I'd be getting bit sometimes.
It's literally like if someone took a jungle and was like, let's live here.
Yeah. Basically, swamps and alligators, bro. Everything wants to kill you. The people want to kill you, too.
Florida man today. Bro, them Florida mans, bro. That could be a Netflix series. Just fucking make dramatized Florida man stories.
I bet they have that.
I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, if you're thinking of it, do it. You
know? For real, we're just giving out million-dollar ideas right here.
Right, hey, let me get a piece of that, though. I said it first.
If you're nice, and you want to give us a piece, that'd be sick.
Great.
Technically, we don't have that copyright or anything.
Hey, guys, don't make it before we do, okay? Please.
Please, sir. Please. I just need more time.
Is that like Harry Potter?
Kind of like what's that? I can't remember the movie. It's like this old movie. This little orphan. He goes up to the guy giving food to all the kids. He's an orphan, and he's like,
"Please, sir, can I have some more?"
And
more? You want more? No one ever wants more. Why do you want more?
Oh, sir, I'm very hungry.
There's your more. Get.
Goes. It's like, I think it's like an old Christmas thing.
I was thinking of so many for whatever reason. At first, I was thinking of Nacho Libre, but he made the good food and it was like the beans, hit the beans, and
came out like,
and had some toast.
Big keys, little keys, big hug, little hug.
Hey, Chancho, I need to borrow some sleep.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Why Nacho? Or whatever, just like, I just need to buy some slits. I haven't watched that movie in a minute. I might need a rewatch here soon.
Bro, my mom and my older brother, they got kicked out of the theater because my mother laughed so hard that my older brother spit out his slushy on the dude in front of him. And so, like, they like...
Oh, whoa, dang, dude.
That shit was funny.
I would have been pretty mad getting slushy spit on me, too.
I hella used to quote that shit.
I need to borrow some sweats.
Chancho.
Hey, Chancho.
When you become a man, you sometimes wear the stretchy pants. Eat for fun.
Hello, Jack Black, bro.
Dude, Jack Black is
cracks me up,
bro. He made like Tenacious D, bro.
Yeah,
amazing,
yeah.
Bro. I love their songs, bro. I don't play video games no more. I never play video games. They have some bangers, bro. And he's just having fun with it. That's like the coolest part, because you know he's just having so much fun, bro.
Really?
He's just having fun. He's having a good time. People love and like people enjoy watching people have a good time.
Right. Really? Like, I know. I still haven't watched the Super Mario movie that he's in. I've heard the Peaches song just because Facebook
Peaches,
threw it everywhere.
Peaches.
I did see him. Peaches. I did see the video of him performing it live. That was hilarious.
Peaches. Oh, dude. Yeah, that song gets stuck in your head for a while, even when you don't want it. I mean, it's there. Thanks for reminding me of it. Now I'm going to be walking around, dude, and just randomly going to be like, Peaches. Gotta call my boy that we went to go see it with. I'm just gonna call him and answer Peaches. Just to put that back into his head, bro. Oh, dude. Yeah, dude, that was everywhere for a while, bro. Oh, man. Dude, why would you? Oh, you did it to me.
I could have given you Baby Shark.
Hell no. never again. Now you made me think of it. Now I'm just Baby Shark. That's the.
It's all right. It'll stick with me too. At least for real.
I think of another song that is catchy to take those places. I don't fall into that rabbit hole. Oh, dude, why would you do this to me?
Sorry. It had to be done.
It had to be done. Remember. Or Snape. Severus Snape. Snape. Snape.
Dumbledore.
Ron. Ron Weasley.
Oh my god.
Hermione.
Hermione. Harry Potter.
Oh my god.
Voldemort. Taking these people on a ride in this podcast episode. Yeah, I can only imagine listening to this, like, why you just, like, hire someone tripping, which, I mean, hey. Hello. I'm speaking directly to you right now.
This is your conscience speaking.
This is your conscience speaking. You just start talking some trippy stuff. And just like, pick like a random name. And you're just like, Jenny, what are you doing, Jenny?
What are those fucking, what are those ones? Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, Robert.
Wake up.
Wake up.
We know you're sleeping.
You're not really driving your car right now, Stephanie. There's the people just like, and that, oh man, dude, people just freaking out. That'd be kind of funny. That'd be like a interesting thing to do. That's all you did the whole podcast was just you trying to just trip people out.
I wonder how many complaints you would get.
Yeah, I wonder how many like people would actually get like really mad or something like that. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of sensitive people in the world now. A lot of people that like, I don't know. If they don't understand it for whatever reason, then they hate it. When you should just be like, I don't get it, but you can do whatever you want.
I feel that. And every now and again, like, I'm definitely, don't get me wrong, like, I don't have any malicious intent behind it, but I can be brutally honest sometimes. But, like, in the sense of, constructive criticism, like, I'm never gonna, like, say something meaning to hurt your feelings. Like, if I see something that you're doing, I'm all like, hey, bro, you're fucking up. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be honest with you. Like I was saying before, you know, like, it's those people that abuse that and they do it to hurt you.
I'd say there's always a way to be brutally honest, but in a nice way.
Right.
That's what I try. Because, like, if I don't agree with something, I'll let you know I don't agree with it.
Right.
But, like, I used to be, like, brutally honest where I used to come off more like a dick. Then there's got to be a way to like give my opinion, but like at the same time I'm accepting of everyone else. So I just say I'm brutally honest, but in a nice way,
right?
Because I'll just be like, hey, you know, dude, honestly, and I always say I'll take approaches like, honestly, dude, I don't get how you see it like that, But like, I see it like this. Either way, dude, you're going to do what you're going to do.
Right. I'll hear you out.
Yeah. And I can give you what I would think, and you can take what I think or you cannot.
Right.
But like, I'll give you my opinion. But at the same time, I'll just be like, yo, but at the end of the day, I want you to know that, hey, dude, I accept your opinion and I see where you're coming from. I can't see from your eyes. I can't. I don't get it. But hey, man. At the end of the day, dude, if it's building to you or leading to your happiness, or like you think that it's helpful, I'd be like, heck yeah. But if it's like destruction thing, I'll tell you, like, it's damaging. Like, you know, like, you go down the bad road right now. Right. But at the end of the day, dude, like, that's about all I can do. I can't force you to go, like, turn around. If you can go down this road, you can go down it. Know that, like, yeah, dude, I can't support you on that one. But I'm going to be here, dude. I'll always be here. If you need something, let me know. But yeah, that one's a bad one.
No, I feel that, you know, with that, you know, like, in that instance, boundaries are important, you know, whenever you're trying to help out that friend in that state, you know, like, I try not to persuade so much as just educate, you know. I just want to share my knowledge with you. You know, like, when I was younger, I felt like I had a hard time doing that because, like, internally, I just want to feel like, bro, just do this. But I'm like, no, man, like, if at the end of the day, they're not ready to do anything until they're ready to do it. You know, if anything like that, give them the tools. Exactly. Don't build them the house. Just give them the tools, and then
they can fix, you know. I like that saying. Don't give them the tools. Don't build the house.
Of course.
Yeah. I get what it means to, like, understand that. So that's a pretty solid analogy. Yeah, and that's all you can really do at the end of the day. What you can do is just try to be the best well-rounded person you can be.
Right.
And I mean, keep on just continuing, be your best self, and hopefully with doing that, I mean, you spread love. And when people are asking your opinion or something, you can just give good advice, but trying to lead to the betterment of them.
Yeah, come from love, exactly. You know, and
I just say always go back to baseline, like baseline love. You know how people say like baseline zero, you go down just like the baseline.
Yeah.
If all of our baselines are just love and we just work off of that, I mean, things start shining a little brighter.
Right.
I mean, people get along more. I mean, you realize that you're just like, hey, everyone's just different. At the end of the day, dude, I don't have to oppose any of my wills, any of my opinions on you. I can share them with you, and if you take them and you're like, you know what, I agree with that, cool, use it. If you don't, then cool, you don't. I accept your viewpoints. Keep on being you. Just vibe.
Right. No, I know, like, that old saying, like, you hear when you're a kid, you know, treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird because, I don't know, there's a part of me that is thinking not a lot of people do that anymore. And then there's another part of me that's like, but what if they do and they're actually that shitty to themselves as well?
Yeah, a lot of people are much tougher on themselves.
Right. So like meeting them back with that negative energy, if you can help it, you know, like, just
exactly
don't. It's not going to serve you anything exactly. Anyway.
And at the end of the day, you feel better. It's, even if someone treats you wrong, but you treat them with love and respect, at the end of the day, you can lay your head knowing that you did the right thing.
Right, of course.
But like, yeah, you never know what someone's doing. You see, you never will understand someone else's mental. That's one thing we have to understand. So like, if you just baseline love and everyone just gets treated the same, just like as you want to be treated, then, I mean, you just add on. You're not adding to the hate or the problem in the world. Instead, you're just like, hey, dude, everyone's going to be them. Everyone's going to be different. They might not see how I see things, and that's okay. You know, I'm on my journey. They're on theirs. But we're coexisting on this journey. That's the thing. We're all on our separate journeys, but we're not on the separate journey.
Right.
We're all on the same journey of life, figuring it out, wanting to be happy, wanting what we want in life. But we're all in very different journeys, like, I guess, individually. If that makes sense, that might have been a kind of a high explanation, but that makes sense.
No one's going where you're going.
Exactly. I mean, and just like, and then as far as like being hard on yourself, I mean, I was extremely hard on myself. I've been there.
I still am.
Yeah. Well, then yeah, you, man, I'd say, if you're saying you're hard on yourself, I'd just say, you got to really ask your brain why. Like, it kind of sounds like dumb, but like, actually, like, ask your brain, like, where you think in your conscious, like, why are you hating on me so hard? I thought we were supposed to be like a team.
Right.
That's how you start looking at your brain. You, like, your brain is your brain, but your brain is like a whole different person at the same time.
No, yeah, I know. I feel like sometimes it's like three of me just running around.
And you got to find a way now to get all three of you to be like, hey, wait, we're all on the same team here.
Right.
Because, like, at the end of the day, you should want to see yourself thrive.
Yeah.
Why do you want to see yourself hurting? Why do you want to see yourself depressed or sad? No, you're in your inner mind, guys, and all that stuff, whatever you want to call your brain. You look at it as scientific. Either way, you want to look at it. Just, wait, this is my brain. Why isn't it fighting for me?
Right.
And then it's a battle to start getting your brain to fight for you. Because at the end of the day, your brain knows you the best because it is you.
Because it is you.
It is you. It knows your moves before you're going to make the moves because it's thinking it already. And it knows then how to counter you. Because for whatever reason, yeah, our brains want to self-destruct a lot. They want to fight us and they want us to drag us down. I don't know why. But then we got to find a way to fight it enough to where it's like, okay, you're right. I'll try to help you out. And then once you can get that, you start kind of just harmonizing. And you start moving. And life's a little bit clearer, and like you're feeling like you're floating a little bit more.
Yeah,
and you're just like, yeah. And it takes a while. I'm still on that journey, but like I definitely have made a lot of strides. Where now it's like, yeah, I have a lot more control over my mind than I used to.
No, same. I know. Like, there's sometimes I feel like it's those certain parts of yourself or different aspects of yourself that aren't getting taken care of or fed in a way, you know, and that aspect of you is what's making you so angry, either in this moment or in that type of situation. I feel like, you know, and being able to step away for a second and ask that part of you, like, why was that so triggering? You know, like, why did we have that reaction? You know, like the taking that, like
capturing.
I like, you know, like that.
When I have like a thought or something, or I get like agitated or something, I feel like that emotion, I go capture. I like literally say it in my brain. I go capture. It's like taking a screenshot. I'm capturing this moment, and then, like, I'll capture it and step back and I'm like, wait, why am I feeling this way?
I like that.
And then I'll be like, so now I make a decision in that moment. All right, in this moment, is this feeling like worth it? Like, is this a justified moment? Like, okay, yeah, no, this is fine. So then I'll resume it. Or like I captured it and I was like, no, I say, all right, delete it. Throw it away in the trash and we restart. We're like, all right, okay, that was dumb. You know, just capture. I'm just like, is this worth it? Am I feeling okay? No, this is a justified answer. No, I'm going to get mad about this. Or it's like, capture, you know, this ain't worth getting mad about. At the end of the day, dude, this guy's just kind of pissed off because of this, whatever. You know what? I'm going to take a better approach. Throw it away. All right.
I've definitely gotten better at letting go of certain situations. For the longest time, I would hold on to so many things. Yeah. Just as like, I don't know, for some reason, it's the very common survival tactic. You know, you want to keep that knowledge, but if you've already learned the lesson, why hold on to it? You know what I mean? As human beings, we punish ourselves 1,000 times over for even the smallest mistake. You know, like, let's say you did something stupid, like you broke a glass trying to pour something. You know, you're going to punish yourself like probably 10 times that day just because you broke a glass. So what?
I'm so clumsy.
Yeah, you know, just even like the smallest things, and yeah, then and it magnifies.
You learn how to let them go and just go like, oh, you know, that sometimes happens in life. People drop glasses. Oh, well.
Right.
Nothing to get fixated on. Exactly. And it takes a while. You got to do a lot of repetitions in your mind of letting those things go. And you got to work on it mentally. It's like no one else can tell you how to work on your mind but yourself, because no one is you.
Of course.
No one knows how you process things. No one knows how you think. I mean, the best way you can do is try to explain how you think, but even then, I find that so difficult.
Mm.
People will ask me, like, how do you think? I try to explain it, and it just sounds like a jumbled up mess,
right,
which it is. It's just like, dude, I don't know. I take in a lot of stuff. I just make do with, like, the best I think. I think this way, and I'll go that way. And then if I'm like, oh, no, that wasn't the best way, I'll turn around.
Right.
I'll go the other way. Like, it's always learning. It's taking a learning seat in a way where, like, you're setting a lot of, you can be setting your values. You can be setting your values, and you can be setting your morals and whatnot. I do believe, like, people do have set values. And those are a little harder to change.
Of course. You know, everyone has different necessities or needs.
Yeah, exactly. Those are going to be harder. What's up? You can quickly pop in. He already said hi and stuff.
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, pop in. Nah, dude, we're in a podcast. Well, you've popped in enough people. You all know my little brother Caleb. Yeah. What's up? What's that? Yeah, this is my little brother Caleb.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Yeah, how'd it go? I only caught a little bit of your game. Ooh, that bad, huh? Wait, you guys were winning when I saw. It was the first quarter. But you had a bad game or something?
Oh, no.
Wait, they won? Yeah. They came back that hard?
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, but I thought you guys were marching up the field. You guys were like marching up the field again, and I was like, oh,
it was 7-3, and then it was 10-7, and then they went up to like 27-7.
Here, come here, bro. Since we're listening to you real quick, just slap the mic on yourself, just so people can hear you, and we'll go back in our lives. See, this is at the Floating Island Podcast. You never know. We were just in a deep conversation about some life, dude. Life. It's all good. That's life. This is an example of life. Sometimes just a mix-up will happen. But remember to talk actually directly into people can hear you. But so did you get playing time and stuff?
Your
ankle and whatnot?
Yeah, I got a little bit. I don't want to talk too much about it like on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the rotation we did was interesting.
Yeah, how was your ankle feeling?
Oh, it feels fine.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we can talk about Bryce.
It didn't bother me too much.
What did you do to your ankle?
2 weeks ago, or now 3 weeks ago, in one of our games, I caught the ball and I was running, and the dude dove and landed on it, and it just like it rolled to the inside and like kind of like snapped out. And so it was sprained it was nice and purple for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so thankfully I had a bye week after that. And then I wasn't able to play last week, but it was close. And then now it's back to pretty good. So
nice.
It was a pretty nasty. I was close to scoring two on the play. It was brutal.
No, but you're more than welcome to kick it if you want. Over there, I mean, you're gonna have to you'd have to plug in that thing over there. Yeah, you know, hook up. He's kind of like sometimes he becomes like a background thing. He can chime in every once in a while. He's like the Jamie sometimes.
Hell yeah,
but he doesn't look up anything. don't unplug my fan though. You definitely just did. Anyway, do you remember where we were before he walked in?
I mean, at the end of the day, life is going to top on each other for so long, and then you're definitely going to hear what they're saying.
One more time. There you go. That's the lowest. Three times. Well, like, you had to do it just twice on, I guess if you count it on, whatever. Life, dude. No, dude, I mean... that's how you can tell. I just have a good time with this podcast. I don't really run it like anything, dude. I just kind of flow with it. Like 12 people could walk in here. But yeah, guys, just set up, hang out, whatever you guys want. Woo, we're having a good time.
No, I feel that. I know when we did our podcast for, like I said, when I did one for my buddy Santino, we had like 4 and a half hours of video and audio and shit. And just random topics, shit like that. He definitely... cut certain parts and like shifted over to different topics.
Whatever. I don't cut any of this, dude. This is like, I just put this out. I give it to the video editor and it just goes out raw. I'm like, exactly. It's kind of whatever the flow is, man. Because at the end of the day, man, I don't want to ever like have to go into editing and stuff like that. I just want people to like hear this and just, this is life. This is just me and you hanging out, having a conversation. I just met you for the first time today. And we're able to just kind of hang out, flow, live in peace.
Oh, shit.
There's just good love
out
here.
I mentioned that when we first started.
Yeah, we did. We talked about, just meeting you. But, like, actually, like, now people are like, oh, wait. Maybe they just forgot. No, because we talk about a lot of things, man. Yeah. Think about it. It's already been, like, 52 minutes.
Man, you missed it. We had, like, a little over 10 minutes worth of, like, video and audio. Computer shut off.
Yeah, I didn't realize the computer got unplugged. So the computer shut down mid-recording, so all that audio file just messed up.
Take two.
So we took two. Hey, we bounced back, and I think we're on a flow.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, it's 10 minutes was good. It was kind of an interesting 10, but we'll always know. I see you thinking, I'm just trying to figure out which one. No, you can't unplug any of those. Actually, wait, you can't unplug the computer. Or the computer, I can put it over here. That's the one thing about having a lot of equipment and stuff, dude. So many wires. Talking so many. There we go. So, you think if you were put into the Roman gladiators, you'd survive rounds or you'd be dead in the first one?
Like if I was a gladiator?
Yeah.
Do I still have the weapons training knowledge that I do now? Or no?
Sure, why not? I almost just ate it.
Maybe
maybe I can get decent with a 1v1. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, just depends on their skill base. I know mine. It's not great.
What are you plugging into that?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We'll be fine. I'm going to watch this for a sec. Yeah. I don't know. I got to get more extension cords, I think. But yeah, so you don't know? You don't think so?
I mean, like, maybe like a round, 1v1, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 1v1. Okay, you can pick your shield, sword, spear, whatever.
Half shield, short sword.
But you're against a guy, same kind of thing. You think you could actually maintain it? I mean, it's a weird concept to think you're like, no, I'd get killed. But at the same time, I think if I got thrown in right now and they're like, here's a sword and shield, I'd be like...
I would definitely... if I'm fighting real life with swords and shields, I'm definitely fighting defensive.
You also got to think you have all that adrenaline. Yeah. Stuff. And I mean, yeah, I got training and I think I would win. But I think like one of those arena battles where there are multiple people, I'm definitely probably getting killed.
Right.
Because those things are just whack. Everyone's just swinging, bro. You wouldn't even probably die like fighting a guy 1-on-1. You'd be fighting a dude and then an arrow hits you in the head. Something like that.
If anything, I don't know. If I'm holding my defense enough, old boy comes up for a stab and I can get under him, have my shield up, cut the leg, hit with the shield, stab with the short sword, like in the throat, maybe. If I could do that real quick, maybe. Boom, right there. Just three easy steps. Get into the body. Cut the leg, come off balance, hit back with shield, take the opening.
Thinking about it.
I'm thinking, I'm like, let's see, I got the shield, fucking
thinking
bing,
about
bing, chink, you know, like, I don't know.
Look. God, no.
Well, like, I get there, and you can then plug the TV there.
I really want to learn more how to fight with spears.
So
spears are more fun.
The laptop's unplugged, and it's not fully charged. Nah, it doesn't reach. We're too far. Not too far. Yeah, we're like, it's like dead in the middle. Too far from every outlet right now. Huh? So if you move the fan to that back wall over there. Oh, do you already have something plugged into that one?
That's the camera.
Oh, you got to make the... I bet we'll be fine. You know what? I bet we'll be fine. I bet 30... I need to get a strip and stuff. See, we're always trying to self-improve out here, and this is the time we realize what we need to get. And
shit, next time I'm over, you'll have to remind me. I got a few extra cables and shit that I'm not using.
I got to order some things. Like, I got to get, like, a battery adapter for the cameras. Like, I mean, all sorts of tips.
Like, plug that thing into that one over there.
No, like, this doesn't reach. Oh, wait, dude, I have an idea. This might actually work.
Oh, yeah.
And here... Whoa, we're unlocking new things. Ha ha ha! Cooking with fire.
Hell yeah.
Oh, see, guys? When life hands you a problem, usually there's a simple solution.
Learn, adapt.
Let's go. Oh my God. Dude, that's funny. It's just like, there's like just 3 minutes in this podcast. So it's just us talking about like things around here. It's like, I don't know. I wonder what people think about when they listen to that and they just hear kind of life going on around them. Because people lose interest real quick. Mm. Attention spans are real short.
Got that goldfish attention span.
Yeah, sometimes I just wonder because sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm like talking on the podcast or then we'll just get psyched or like kind of zoned out, maybe like go quiet for a sec, talk about something, be like, what if? No way.
Right.
Alien.
I know. I definitely try to keep my phone away. Whenever, like, especially, like, if I'm first meeting somebody, I really don't like to be on my phone because I was like, I want to give them as much attention as I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I try to give someone, the most attention I can, but my mind see you. I cut off my bad, dude.
No, you're fine. I'm not.
Adapting.
I'm not saying it against you. It's more of just, like, I'm doing it more for myself because my phone is already a distraction to me.
I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. No, I'm saying like, yeah, I try to give everyone my attention. It's like sometimes in my mind, like they'll say something and then I'll start thinking about it. And then it's like, I'm watching like a movie in my brain while you're talking to me. And that's like me zoned out. But like, it's just because you said something and my brain took it and just ran down that rabbit hole.
You remembered one thought and that thought reminded you of another thought. And then that thought reminded
exactly.
you of three others. And then when you finally say it, you're on thought process number 5. And I'm sitting here like, what?
Yeah.
Because it seems random, but you went down the whole little trail and everything, and you're all like, nah, this is it. No, I get that. I'll be doing that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm stoned. Yeah. When I'm stoned, I do that. So I do that way much more. Way much more. Way more. My English, it's gooder than yours, I swear.
It's gooder than yours, my good sir.
Hilarious.
So what's the next rabbit hole?
Ooh. Do you like cartoon conspiracy theories? Those ones are always fun.
Like what? Give me an example.
Krabby Patties are made from Pearl's mother. Crab?
Oh.
From Pearl's mother.
I haven't heard that one.
That one's a really good one.
Have you heard that conspiracy? Is
a whale
or a whale or a crab? Yeah, she'd be a whale because if Mr. Krabs is a crab, so if she was a crab, they would have had a crab. But I don't think she must be adopted. I don't think because a crab and a whale couldn't even have a whale. What kind of weird hybrid would have come out?
So, Mr.
I bet he's
Mr. Krabs.
That's a weird dynamic on it these days.
Mr. Krabs.
Be like her sugar daddy, bro. There's that theory. Sorry, dude. We were going.
No, because think about it. How many whales do you actually see in SpongeBob and Bikini Bottom aside from Pearl and then the random one that you see in jail, like season 8 or some shit?
So you think he's hunting them down? Oh, I think
what do crabs eat? They're scavengers.
Right.
They eat dead things or small other crustaceans that can't really fend for themselves. Mr. Krabs found Pearl with her dead mother, adopts Pearl out of, I don't know, pity, maybe,
uh-huh.
And raises her.
And like
but
six
stay,
days, like, I have my food as a pet.
But saves all of the meat from Pearl's mom and uses it to create
Krabby
Patties. But wouldn't
he eventually? He's been running that store for, like, a while. I feel like I got a sneeze coming. Yep.
Salut.
Woo! That first one was a little weird. I was like...
I know. Every now and again, I'll have one, and God, I feel like I just got punched in the gut.
Bro, you know you can die holding in a sneeze. Like you could blow your brain or something like that.
I let it out my nose if I try to not do the...
And don't hold in your sneeze. It could kill you.
Definitely fracture a rib or something.
You imagine just... And you break your rib.
See, I'd be the dumbass to do some shit like that, no lie.
How'd you break your rib? I sneezed.
Sneezed. I pet a dog I shouldn't have.
More weird though today, dude. I don't know, like the old SpongeBob's were hits, man.
Yeah, I know the newer ones are a bit.
Everything's awesome. Changed so much. Even how the show's coming out on kid, like channels like Nickelodeon stuff. They seem weird.
Yeah,
it seems they're bizarre these days.
I mean, granted, I also grew up on like gory early '90s like anime kind of shit. So
yeah,
I don't know. I was watching pretty fucked up shit too. Technically,
I mean, I love this. Like I love like Full Metal Alchemist. I mean, the Attack on Titan is. I wasn't watching them growing up. He does not want to stay. He's just the only thing about him. I love him so much, but he's a huge tornado. He doesn't care about wires. He doesn't care about anything. He'll just walk right through it, knock it over. But he's just a lovable giant.
Baby. Or the...
He's such a good dog.
The Mrs. Puff is a criminal. That one's always...
Oh, that... I've heard. And I believe it, because why is she always so paranoid about cops? And
right.
She's always like, yeah, never... I'm not going back again. Yeah, I'm not going back again. Yeah. She did do time a couple times in the show.
And even...
Yeah, and they were like in the chili.
Or you notice the picture that she always has in her living room is always the exact scene that you're seeing. You were like, even the writers and producers like commented on like some of the conspiracy theories with behind Mrs. Puff. Yeah. And they even semi acknowledge that like Mrs. Puff's storyline goes way deeper than a lot of people really perceive.
Yeah.
But that one's always a fun one.
Dude, the producer's just on acid. What if we made Mrs. Puff a criminal, but we don't tell anyone she's a criminal? We just leave little.
Right.
This kid's show.
We'll leave little cookie trails.
Exactly, but why not? See, I think that humor is hilarious. I think the humor that you never let anyone in on is the funniest.
Right.
Only you know, and you're just like, oh. 20 years. Yeah, in 20 years you let everyone in.
I know, like, if you ever pay attention to, like, the actual story behind, like, the other guys and, like, the scheme that actually happened, you're kind of like, this is actually kind of a good little, like, evil plan strategy kind of thing they got
like,
going on.
You know, the Rick and Morty like creators have so much fun with weird stuff like that.
Right.
That show must be like so much fun to work on. Because you can just like go off pocket and do whatever you want and just make weird stuff.
Right.
Like, oh, that's lit.
What's up, dude?
Did you ever get into Midnight Mass? Did you ever watch any of it?
No.
Or Midnight Gospel, sorry.
No. No, actually, no, I don't think I've heard of that. No. I think I almost heard of something called Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass is like a, it's like a vampire series thing. But the Midnight Gospel, it's like this show on Netflix where it's like, it's a little animation. But this dude, he has intergalactic podcasts and talks about like different topics and stuff like that. It's really cool. Like they touch on like a lot of really like crazy topics. Like there's one where they talk about death, consequences, the bond between him and his mother. Like that one was super sweet. But not just, I don't know. It's a pretty good little series. They're talking about doing a second one, but I'm not sure. I think there's like 8 episodes.
I was gonna call it an intergalactic kind of podcast.
It's a good watch, especially like you're just chilling, smoking by yourself. What, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I just in another dimension. So, what do you want to talk about? Well, right now in this world, the Fling Flongs are taking over the Hingabogs. And you're like, well,
I mean,
that's crazy. I think I'm rooting for the Hingabogs.
I mean, kinda. It's super fun.
Dude.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I love that. And the new season of Rick and Morty just came out too. I mean, the voice is different because they get that one guy, all that stuff happened with him.
Oh.
So the voice is different, but I actually didn't hear that much of a difference. There's a little bit, but nothing that, like, it wasn't off enough that I was like, oh, this show doesn't feel the same.
Right. It didn't really take away from it.
Good job, bud, for not clipping any of those wires. That's the only problem. That's why I don't really have them in here during podcasts. Unless you want, yeah, there you go. Take the spot on the couch.
Sweet boy.
Yeah, he's such a good-looking dog, man. The Pitbull German Shepherd.
Hmm.
Like, he's like a built all-American dog. I swear. Yeah. Ah, he's just a big old puppy.
Gonna be 3 years old.
Yeah,
almost
three next month.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you'd be through your teens finally. Hey.
Yeah, dude. He went through a moody time. Went through a moody time for sure. But, yeah, dude, we're training him. That's interesting, dude. Like, this guy, like, some dog whisperer, dude, training him.
A little Caesar Milan action. Yeah, isn't that his name?
We gotta like, to correct him. If he does something or, like, he's not supposed to, you gotta be like, bah. Like, bah. See, you already see him.
He's like, I'm just chilling, bro.
Yeah, he says, I'm chill. What am I doing wrong? No, sorry for you. Good boy, Atlas. No, you're such a good boy. Yeah. Make sure he knows he's not doing anything wrong right now. But yeah, he's such a good dog. Hopefully with some discipline, he's just an even better dog.
Yeah. I know, the only big dog I ever had, I barely remember him. It was like when I was like 2 or 3 or something. His name was George. He was an Akita.
George.
Mm. Sweet dog from the little bit I remember.
Yeah, the dog I grew up with, the family dog, was Toby.
Toby
was such a good dog. He's a big old, like, they said he was a labradoodle, but he must have had something else in him. He was huge. He had, like, a lion mane around his, like, neck, basically, and then he had this beard that looked like Gandalf.
Hell yeah.
And, like, he was such a cool dog. He's so loving. He was this huge giant. Like, he was awesome. I'll show you a picture sometime.
Sounds like some crazy-ass mastiff or something.
Bro, he was beautiful. I just don't want to mess with the YouTube link on my phone. But yeah, I'll show you sometime. He was a beautiful dog. Oh, such a sweet dog. Such a clumsy dog, too. Because we got him when we were living in Indiana at the time. When we lived in Indiana. Fort Wayne, yeah. We got him out there, dude. He would, like, slip on the snow, trip over his feet going upstairs. He was such a clumsy dog, but he was such a little... Oh, I miss Toby. Such a good dog.
My cousin, he tried to get a... he did have a mastiff for a little bit. But his house and his backyard was just so small, and he couldn't train his dog to really chill out. Plus, he didn't take him on many walks either. So, I don't know. It was a bad play. But I remember when he was just a puppy, his paws were just massive. Like, he was a little thing, and his paws were already pretty much like the palm of my hand.
Yeah, Toby would trip on his.
Yeah.
He would just be running and just trip himself. Yeah, dude, his paws were pretty big as a puppy, too.
I bet.
Yeah. He's a big boy. He was so tiny as a puppy, man. We got him, but like, he was like 7 weeks when we got him.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, dude. He was so cute. He looked like Scrappy Doo.
Like, Scoob, we gotta get out of here.
Fuck, what's Scrappy?
Puppy power!
Yeah.
That was pretty solid. Yeah. Dude, you guys have solid voices, man. Maybe go into voice acting or something, dude.
Shit, if it happens, I'll do it.
Like you ever see the guy that voices, like, the Beast Boy on the new, like, Teen Titan Go? Mm. He's, like, this very free-flowing dude. Like, he seems like he's just kicking it. But, like, I remember him talking about, like, just even getting on the show is, like, random or something. But now he'd just be kicking it because I showed it really well.
Hell yeah.
But, like, yeah, he's, like, I don't know. I guess that's something that, like, randomly can happen, though. You just keep on doing it. If you wanted to be a voice actor, I guess, audition for stuff. Yeah, I got a passion for it. Do what you're passionate about, I guess, at the end of the day.
Right. I know. Like,
you want to do voice? I said, go do it.
I got to pick something. That's my biggest thing. Is like, I've always been one of those.
Well, you,
like,
have a million dreams, dude. It's really finding the one that you're like, you know what? That's the one I actually could see myself getting the most fulfillment out of.
I want to find the one first that will give me the freedom and creative time to do the other things that I want to.
Well, no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if creating is what you want to do, find a way to make that your full-time job.
For sure.
You got to find a way to do that. If it's whatever, dude, it could be painting and paint. Like, yeah, you're probably going to have a day job for a long time until your paintings take off, because it's probably very hard to become a famous painter.
Right.
And usually their face is not worth anything until they die.
And I got to...
So maybe not go into that field. That was a bad example. But, like, I'd say, yeah, you got to find that passion for something. You go, you know, I feel like I can get the most out of this. Like, podcasting, I mean, when I first started this, it was more for helping me. I was just in a really dark headspace. I was getting out of it. And I was finding my path and talking to a bunch of people, finding good vibes. And it was more now, like, the podcast is like, all right, dude, now I'm in a good mental state where I am, and I can now just talk to people, try to spread some love, have a good time on this thing, and it's now for everyone else.
Hell yeah.
Oh, like, I'll never admit people. It was for other people in the beginning, too, but it was more for me. It was more for me. Now it's like, hey, I just want to produce the best podcast I can now for everyone, and we'll figure it out together. We're all in this life together on the same journey, but different journeys.
Right.
Reminds me of the interview moment. I think I always say this, but the same, but different.
But different.
Yeah, dude. Life.
No, I like that, though. You know, getting it heard, you know, like, sometimes just being able to communicate, like, your feelings, your emotions, your trauma.
Yep.
You know, being able to have the realization for somebody, and you never know who's gonna hear it or who's gonna witness it. You know, like, there's been multiple times. You know, I mean, I've had it happen to me when other people have done it for me, and I've done it for other people too, and I'm sure you have too.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, someone will just be like, "I needed that." You know, like, I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, or like I was saying before, you know, like, I never heard it put that way.
Yeah.
Or I thought
it's always good to hear another perspective. Yeah, and it's, I mean, that's one thing. That's such a damaging thought. I will tell you now, though, the "I am alone" thought.
Yeah.
Because it will never be true, no matter what. It will never be true because there's always someone that's gone through it before, or been there, or someone that's in it right there with you.
Right.
You're going through the same thing. There's always, because you got to think there are billions and billions of people on this planet.
There ain't no way I'm not.
Exactly. For right someone to think that, like, they're alone, maybe, I mean, you are alone in the sense, like, maybe, yeah, that person that's going through it, they're not there with you. But to know that someone else is out there and they're figuring it, they're still fighting, maybe I'll give you a little bit more fight. Like,
right.
Okay, you know, I can figure this out. Or you see someone that has been through that and they're on the other side now. You're like, oh, he figured out. I can figure it out. Or you do find people. Yeah, you go connect and be like, yeah, anyone? And someone's like, no, I personally didn't go through that, but this is my advice. And maybe that will even help you. I'll change the battery time. You ever see Jurassic Park?
The motherfuckers is real.
Dude, that'd be so crazy. I couldn't imagine, bro. I mean, at least I think it'd be faster getting killed by a T-Rex than getting eaten by another animal. At least it's just like one chomp, you're like split in half and you're like dead.
Yeah.
Probably over pretty quick. Instead of like those little meep things or whatever, those little things.
Yeah.
Now we can't really start picking him like in the second one. Oh, that would be a terrible way.
No, I'd hate that. Like, imagine falling into like a river full of piranhas and they start getting at your ass.
Bro, that's so crazy. I swear, dude, me and Grizzly talked about that like two episodes ago. I was like, I wonder how fast it actually is. And we looked it up. We had the fact, but it was like, it was 3 to 5 minutes.
So it actually take a lot longer. Yeah, it was like suck. Imagine just getting your peeled to the bone, bro.
Because then, I mean, everyone has different pain tolerances. So, like, how long would you last?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Feel it until, like, I mean, there's everyone has a, yeah, how long you would be conscious for until your body actually, like, whacked.
Nah, I'd hate that. One of my things, too, is, like, you ever see, like, those horror films where, like on Evil Dead, there's a scene where this bitch gets her Achilles tendon cut with a knife. I always hate imagining that one. Ugh.
I think I know what you're talking about, though.
The back of the heel, just
right
there.
I think
there.
I know what you're talking about, because I think I grinned at that, too. You just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, oh.
No, I'd hate that. Or eye shit. Sometimes eye shit freaks me out.
When people, like, pull eyes out or push their fingers in them. And
yeah, or, like, someone gets, like, if it's just, like, a quick stab in the eye, that one doesn't freak me out too much. It's, like, the slow ones with the needle
on
there.
Some saw stuff.
Yeah, and those ones, I'm all like, ooh.
I feel that.
Not for me.
It's so crazy how, like, people are drawn to watch that stuff. Like, they love it. Mm. I know a lot of horror, like, loving fans. I'd say, like, I enjoy a good scare when I'm watching with other people.
Right.
I never watch that stuff alone, really.
I mean,
in my vibe when I'm just...
I do like horror movies, but, like, I don't know, I grew up on them so much.
I like a good slasher.
Yeah.
Like a good slasher.
It's hard for me to find, like, a good movie that, like, actually, like, scares me like it used to, though. You know, like, a lot of the times it's kind of the same movie, just written a little different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, some horror movies are pretty freaky.
I like the thriller psychological
type. An example.
You know what I mean?
Give me an example.
What's this one? It's there's this one called, like, I think, like, Fresh or something like that. It's a psychological thriller. This girl meets a guy. He takes her to his little condo, like, out of, like, nowhere in the mountains somewhere, and traps her, drugs her, and apparently she is going to be she's basically livestock for cannibals, basically. Ooh, and he's the butcher.
Like, I get those kind of movies.
Yeah, and she's in prison, she's getting fed well.
You ever watch, a really weird movie, I came out, it was called Barbarians, like The Barbarian. Something like that.
Mm. Off the top of my head, I don't think so.
What? That was a weird
movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird horror, that was just a weird movie. Yeah. Realize I didn't plug it in, but it should be fine for a while. That was a weird movie. For sure. I mean, ultimately.
Yeah.
You got any other rabbit holes to go down? I feel my brain starting to tinker out.
Have you ever had any paranormal experiences in your life? I guess now that it's October, you know, a little spookiness.
I mean, I've had some spiritual stuff happen, like things I can't explain. But paranormal, like ghost stuff, nah. I've gone to, like, supposedly haunted areas, and, you know, but the thing is, like, your mind's already in that state, so, like, even if an animal breaks a twig, you're like,
oh no.
But, like, I don't think I've ever seen aliens. I think I encountered a spaceship once.
Oh yeah.
Not, like, got abducted, but we think we saw it. He was there. You can vouch for it too, on the golf course. Remember the lights? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
none of us know what it was, so we just say we saw aliens. But I mean, yeah, I think we were on a military base. Like, it was like a triangle. It was weird.
Yeah. Flying pyramid, bro. That'd be some shit.
Yeah, we were on the golf course in the 29 Palms base when we saw it. We're just all hanging out, playing. It was like hide and go seek. It was like we're just kicking it. I was like a senior at high school, and that's where we just go and hang out sometimes because it's right behind all of our houses on the military base. So it was like the meetup spot. And there's like some trees there that you could kick it. But we were out there just playing, like, hide-and-go-seek or something. There was a bunch of us, and we all saw it. So that's the weird thing. And these triangle lights, there were, like, three lights and triangle. It was weird. My boy got attacked by, like, a coyote or something.
What the fuck?
That side note, dude, Roberto, bro. Yeah, dude, we all saw the lights, and then we all, like, all had the same thought. We all met in the middle of the golf course. We all walked. We're like, yo, you see that? You see that? My boy Roberto runs up. He's like, yo, you guys see that? And I just got, like, attacked by coyotes. Yeah. And I remember just being like, what? Like, yeah, dude, I was just laying under some trees, and I felt something tugging on my pants. I turned over, and a coyote was just tugging on my pants. So I was like, ah! And I fought to get out of there. Like, he's like, I didn't fight. He's more, like, screamed at it or whatever he did, kicked, and probably in his head, he was fist fighting it, dude, beating it up and all that. I don't know. But whatever he did, he said that he thought there was, like, more of them. And I was like, that's crazy. but you saw the lights too? And it was like a side note that I don't feel like anyone really appreciated.
That's hilarious.
In the moment, I don't think anyone would have, like... I don't remember. You don't remember it much? Yeah, I remember it. He remembers it. Maybe I was the only one that caught it because he like kind of just said it on the side, like it wasn't a big deal or like this is like an insane moment.
He's like, man, them coyotes are crazy there like, for a second.
Dude, I just fought a coyote and just like I was just like, what?
When'd you get here?
What, bro? What'd you just say? But you have some ghost experiences.
I've had some paranormal experiences with
such as. Go ahead and tell me. I'm plugging the camera. Let's start.
Kind of, I'm gonna touch back on your alien thing real quick. A family friend of ours, she says that she's been abducted multiple times, and she remembers a good amount of each interaction, and she said that she was abducted by like three different races of these extraterrestrial beings, and I don't know, it was super crazy. Like a lot of them, she says was like. Their main thing is to, like, help Earth and blah, 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 and this and that, but we have to be willing to accept the help or something. I don't know. Super crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess she's in a book somewhere. Paranormal stuff, though, I don't know. It's happened a lot in our family. Like, my brother, he's, you would call him, like, a medium. Like, he's
they communicate.
Yeah, like he's almost like a conduit, really. Like, there's been moments where, like, spirits have, like, possessed him, not in the sense of, like, taking control of his body necessarily, but, like, he'll hear them and feel everything that they were feeling, like, the point of
that's
death.
That's scary.
And will make him have these weird flashbacks of what
Does
happened.
He mean to do this, or...
Like... No, I mean, like, there's been times where, like, he's opened himself up purposefully to ask for answers, and there is a time where my grandmother possessed him.
Oh, what?
That was crazy. She made him write a letter to all of us and everything, and he still has the letter to this day. And
the letter say?
Kind of just telling us a little bit about like what we're going on, like what's going on with ourselves in the moment, and just to like kind of keep having faith in ourselves. Like times are hard right now, but it'll get better and blah blah blah.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, my brain turning because like I don't know, dude. That's a spook.
And at first he wasn't sure if this was my grandmother that was the one possessing him, and so he said, "If you really are my grandmother, tell me something only my grandmother would know." And she called him a fuckaroo. And a fuckaroo is something my grandmother would do to insult my older brother when we were kids. And he was like, okay, you have my attention. And she even signed the paper the same way that she signs as well. And I don't know, it was crazy.
That is crazy. That's not just like a little crazy. That's like, I don't know how I feel about that, bro.
It's definitely exhausting.
That spooked me out. That would spook me out heavy, bro. I don't know. I don't really mess with stuff like that, dude.
I don't know. I don't necessarily do it on purpose whenever my instances happen. Mine aren't.
You get possessed too.
Not to his extent. If anything, like they'll talk to me or they'll warn me
about like
almost not necessarily like a psychic, but like more of like it'll come in waves. Like I'll feel the presence. Every now and again, they'll talk to me. Not all the
feeling
time.
Feeling presence here.
But here? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Although...
Not necessarily?
Well, I'm not necessarily looking.
Cool.
So...
Yeah, we're not open. No. Yeah.
There's definitely been times, though, that, like, I have met people, and, like, I can kind of, like, feel the energy that they're giving off.
Yeah.
And there those few times that, like, you do feel that dark and intensity that someone is either feeling... internally or externally, that one's always really trippy. Like sometimes like I'll like it'll not necessarily and like not like how they say in the movies and shit, like it's like a cold chill, but like it's like it's a shift, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can feel like something's off, like this ain't right, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's weird.
That's wild. I don't know how I don't know, man. I don't really mess with stuff like that. I gotta be honest. I've always kind of been like, oh, nope, not today. Not today. Dang, yeah.
Me and my older brother swear that a cat talked to us one time when we were at our babysitter's house. Yeah, it's one of our favorite topics to bring up sometimes whenever we're together, because none of us can explain why or what happened. Why we remember it? Why everything that, because at first we're all like, was this a dream? And then I describe it to him as thoroughly as he remembered as well, and he's like, that's crazy. Like, there's no way. But the story goes our father dropped us off at this some woman he used to work with to babysit us. And we go in there, and Taylor says that he remembers her roommate kind of having not necessarily voodoo stuff, but kind of oracle type trinkets around and shit. And we see this cat come up, and it spoke to us. Nothing crazy or nothing you're going to, hey, blah, 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 just an introduction almost. And we're just like, what? Did you just... And then we never saw that cat again after that one time, for the rest of the time that we were there. That was it. And so to this day, we'll bring it up and we'll be like, bro, that the cat. I was thinking about that today. What? I don't know. It's so weird.
That's wild. It'd be cool if that, I kind of want that story to be true, because...
Right, I'm just wild. Is that a thing?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch stuff. I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah, think about it. If you guys swear and you guys all have the memory, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I couldn't tell you if your mind made it up or if it actually, that cat talked to you.
And see, it was kind of funny because, my dad, when we were growing up, he was raised very, traditional Mexican. That's, evil magic and stuff like that or whatever. And so we would try to tell him some of these stories of ours. And it would make him really uncomfortable. And it wasn't until, we got older that I was fine. We were all together one time. And I was like, all right, Dad, come on, be honest. Has there ever been any sort of experience that you've had that you just can't explain, that you think is otherworldly in a way? And he finally comes out with one. And the one that he referred to, I even thought something weird was going on. Because while he was having his little experience, in my head... I just had a warning, dad needs help, dad needs help. I don't know what it was, and it woke me out of my sleep at 3 in the fucking morning or something. But his version of it is, he was in bed, and my little sister was born around this time, or he either thought it was my sister or my little brother, one of the two, and he could have sworn he was asleep, and he thought that something was crawling into bed with him, and he kind of just opens his eye real quick. And he just sees something that looks like a child. So he assumes it's one of the siblings. And he just goes back to bed or whatever.
No.
And then he feels this heavy just pressure on his chest. It feels like a grown man is standing on his chest. And he wakes him up. And he sees this child in front of him saying, you're my grandfather. You have to come with me, blah, 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 this and that. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he looks down and he realizes that he's floating above his body, and he kind of takes it a little bit more serious, and he's like, I don't know who you are, I'm sorry, but I have my family here, I can't go, I cannot go with you, I cannot leave them, I am sorry for your grandfather, whoever he is, but that is not me, please leave me where I lie. And something happened, and she was like, okay, and just, he came back to himself, or felt like he did, and he ran out into the hallway to kind of catch his breath, and I ended up meeting him at the stairs, being like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, just, I don't know, bad dream, it's fine, blah, 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 just go back to sleep. And I was like, okay. But no, it wasn't until years later he told me that story, and I was like, crazy.
That's wild. I don't know, I got nothing in this field, man. I'm hearing the stories just like everyone else right now, dude. And I'm just, what?
I don't know. Just,
I don't either, man. I don't either. That's crazy. Because if you believe, even if you got a faith, you believe in another kind of realm in a way, the astral plane or whatever you want to call it, the faith, the spiritual stuff. I mean, that opens the question, there's a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know. It's, don't get me wrong, there's moments where, like, I do find myself overthinking about that separate realm in a way, like how you describe, like, the spirit world or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm all like, because, I don't know, like, my faith isn't necessarily religious, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was baptized Catholic, but, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, I do believe in good and evil, and I know that both exists on, and it exists in many different forms. You know, like, some, like, faiths have the devil and demons and stuff like that. Like, in a way, I kind of...
like, bad energy and good energy.
Yeah, in a way, I do have that same belief of, like, evil entities and stuff like that can manifest themselves in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just, like... all the bad in that area just suddenly kind of morphs into
and I do believe sometimes it can be like self-inflicting in a way, like you receive what you put out in a way, kind of, I guess,
like karma kind of thing,
more or less. I mean, sometimes you can be the creator of your own demons is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, like we were talking, your mind can be your worst enemy. It can create that stuff, and it's just learning, dude, how to love yourself. Trying to change the topic off of that, dude. My brain almost fried. My brain fried more listening to all that. That's crazy stuff.
I don't know, man.
Life, dude. What are you going to do, man, other than live it? Try to enjoy the ride. Wow, yeah. I think I'm going to call it. I think I'm going to call it, dude. My brain is...
toasted.
It's toasted now, dude. All that. Yeah, wow. I mean, it's just so crazy. I mean, you think about it, there's so much always going on. So much to process. Just have more to process, you know? Baby shark. Hey, dude, I'm glad it's just that one. I forgot the other one. So, peaches. Oh, no. I brought it on my own mind. All right, well, dude, Julio, I appreciate you coming on, dude. Yeah. What an interesting way to meet our first time.
Oh, yeah.
Just through mutual friends, and then beautiful stuff can happen. We just had a conversation that the rest of the world can now listen to.
Fuck yeah.
Interesting stuff, man. My brain, yeah, dude. I can feel like my brain is like, what? And it's not just singing peaches. But yeah, dude, thanks for doing this, man. I appreciate it. I mean, I always appreciate people doing something that, I mean, I enjoy doing. Enjoy setting up and having a good time.
No, I like this. It's always a fun experience.
Yeah.
A few podcasts and stuff that we've done. It's always a fun time.
Hey, yeah, dude, and Floating Island podcasts grow and grow, bigger and bigger. And then next week will be like some Joe Rogan podcast.
Hell yeah.
Come on, another episode. Like, this is crazy, bro. It's like, dude, remember when we were on episode 41? Like, what? No, I'm excited, man. I'm just having a good time, dude, and figuring out life like the rest of us.
I feel that.
I guess like everyone else. I'm going to say like the rest of us. Like everyone else. Grammar, you know.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, I thank you. So I guess we're going to be out of here, guys. As always, you know, keep on just living your best lives. Have the best day, week, month, year. Whatever you do, just do it right. And dang, I just fumbled my own thing.
Come with love.
Yeah.
Come with love.
Come with love.
Come with love.
Come with love. Come from love. We do come from love.
Oh my god.
I hope whatever you're doing it right and you're living your best life. And we're out.
Peace.
Come with love.